This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are now 27 minutes away from Rangers pregame, and it's time now for a proper round trip. I believe Sandler is going to join us as Wolchuk takes the broadcast baton. It's brought to you by Uber Eats. Here's baseball expert Zach Wolchuk.
Shout out to Uber Eats. Very quickly, I just saw this from Josh Barton, and we've got the new odds for the first coach fired in college football.
Napier.
Billy Napier, 4-1 odds, number one. Number two is Sam Pittman in Arkansas. Oof. And that's crazy because they just had a phenomenal win. But they got a tough one this week against Oklahoma State. And then Dave Aranda at Baylor, 6-1 odds, is number three on the list.
God, that story was so positive and optimistic 2 or 3 years ago. I loved everything I was reading about Dave.
Yeah. Jared, do you have us, sir?
Can you hear us, Mad Dog?
I am now. I can hear. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yes. We got you, bro.
Hey, Jared.
You. What's up,
Jared?
Hey, guys. Hey, Jared. Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
What's made Shohei such a good base stealer?
I mean, Broadus, this is a guy.
Is he just crafty doing this?
Well, he runs like the wind. First of all,
okay.
Have you ever had the pleasure of watching him leg out a triple or try and score from first on a double?
I just remember every time they played the Rangers when he was with California, that it seemed like he was hitting the ball over the wall, so he wasn't having to run very far.
No, that's fair. If you ever do get the opportunity to watch that, it is unbelievable. Like when you got a tall guy who runs fast. It's
Miles Garrett's this way. Miles Garrett,
Evan Carter, a little
dongs. Miles Garrett is that type of player because he covers a lot of ground with his first step.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, he is one of the fastest guys in baseball. But
really,
yes. Ohtani also eats, sleeps, and breathes baseball. And so, if there is a little minor detail, he probably has picked up on it. So, in terms of studiousness and understanding the intricacies of how to get the best jump possible against this pitcher and understanding what this catcher's pop time is, I feel pretty confident that he knows that. Whether he lets you into his knowledge because, you know, he doesn't necessarily give interviews that share that sort of insight. From everything I've heard from people, he's got all that stuff locked down.
The only other person I've seen obsess over all the details like that is your professional gamblers or your degens.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, they know stuff. I've always said, guys, like the Adam Schefters of the world and whatnot, these casinos have to have guys like that times 10 who are just walking amongst us and you never know anything because the way that they, you know, pick up on every little detail and every little potential injury or how a guy playing with a hammy might, you know, not have as much of a work. Like, it is, to me, it is so fascinating. One day we're going to, like, if the house of cards all topples down and someone is willing to tell all about that, that to me would be like the most interesting thing ever.
So Gray and Mally out for the rest of the year. Can you talk about their outlook for next year and if they're going to be okay and all that?
Yeah, so let's start with Gray. I think the Rangers have some decisions to make with John Gray this offseason. He's under contract for one more year, and I think the Rangers have to decide how they view him. So let's look at next year. You know you've got DeGrom. I know we'll talk about Mally in a second, but you got Mally. Hopefully they bring back Eovaldi. You got Bradford. And then rocker, lighter, and let's just throw in a guy they signed this offseason who you feel good about making some starts, like an Andrew Heaney type. So where does that put John Gray? Now, John Gray could be in the rotation. They maybe look and say, John, we are bare bones in the bullpen. We're thinking of, you know, this might be the best route to deal with some of the inconsistencies. Or they say, you know what, your best value is as a starter, but maybe that's with another team. And we can get something in return, right? So I think that they got to ask some questions about John in terms of that. With Malley, you know, you just hope that this is the normal post-TJ, like there's a bump in the road. And I do believe that if this was July, we'd see him pitch again. But it's September and the team's, you know, not in a playoff race. So no reason to push that. But if he is healthy, then Tyler Malley's a really good pitcher who can really help this team. And you just hope that he is going to stay healthy. But obviously, it's understandable that after a few outings coming off of TJ, you kind of have to sit on this throughout the offseason. And then, you know, keep your fingers crossed that when spring training rolls around, he's ready to roll.
Jared, we have Wyatt Langford in the two hole tonight. What do you, with no Seager, of course, what do you expect the order to be as it pertains to Langford for next season? Like, where would you like to see him?
So we were talking about this last night. We're talking about it really all started with Marcus Semien. And, you know, I'm of the belief that, you know, Marcus, first of all, needs, you know, you'd like to see more games off, right? You know, what you can have a 2-a-month plan, you know, whatever it is. But I think you got to ask the question, hey, where does he best fit in the lineup? And if it's not in the leadoff spot, you know, I think Evan Carter against righties is a fair suggestion. And if you want to say, well, Marcus can start in the leadoff spot against lefties, that's fine. I mean, he's got a 360 on base this year against lefties in what's been a down year overall for him. But what about Wyatt Langford? You know, I'd be interested. Wyatt Langford's on base against lefties like 380. You figure just in general why it's going to be better. He runs well, right? So he can score from first on a double. And he also, you know, I think will continue to develop more and more power. So if you want that threat of being able to make the score 1-0, one batter into the game, Wyatt brings that, right? And I think he will continue to show that he can bring that. But Wyatt Langford, to me, it's interesting. I think you can hit him in a few different spots, but the idea of Wyatt Langford maybe leading off against lefties, and I don't know, maybe against righties too, but that's kind of intriguing to me.
Well, Eric mentioned Corey Seager. We got to give a shout-out to Willy Adames, who tied the Major League Baseball shortstop record. He hit a home run in his fifth consecutive game on his birthday yesterday.
Crazy.
Only other shortstops to do that. Eddie Miller in 1940, Broadus. I know you remember that.
Yeah, I was there.
Hey, I know you
don't
were.
Don't take that.
That was also Broadus' 13th birthday.
It was a beautiful day.
Hey, Erica told me about Eddie Goodell, the bobblehead.
Hell,
I knew
yes.
exactly who that was.
Eddie
yeah,
the Eagle.
Of course.
Yep.
Eddie the Eagle. A-Rod
did it twice. Corey Seager did do it in 2022, and Trey Turner did it in 2023. Now, Corey Seager, hopefully he sets this record. He's alone, 6 straight games with home runs. But should we expect to see less Corey Seager for the remainder of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would expect if the Rangers play, I think they pretty much are going 6 games a week now the rest of the way. I would expect him to take at least 1 game off each week or have at least 1 game off. I mean, I don't know if he'll ever come out and say this, but if I had to guess, Corey Seager's been playing through some stuff all year, right? He had the surgery late in the offseason and didn't really have much of a spring training. And I think if you just you watch the way he's moving and whatnot, he's playing through some stuff, and I think he wants to try and sprint through the finish line as best as he can. But I think it makes sense that maybe he's not getting as much of a workload the rest of the way. And it'll give them, you know, more opportunities to get guys in who they want to better evaluate going into next year.
Rangers and Yanks coming up pregame at 6:30. Jared Sandler's Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Did CY hint towards something about DeGrom when he joined us a couple hours back? We'll ask Jared about that next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Champs, welcome back, Nation. We got Jared's Rangers preview going on here in the G-Bag Nation, home of the Champs. Pregame coming up in 12 minutes. The segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for your free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankaffirm.com. Yeah, Jared, we were talking with CY a couple hours back, and it sure seemed like he said DeGrom's going to pitch one more time in the minors and then maybe be up for the big league team next week. Has there been any news on that?
Yeah, I think it was up in the air whether you'd get DeGrom pitching this weekend against the Angels in kind of a last rehab start, but doing it at the big league level, which we've seen the Rangers and other teams, frankly, do, or whether he'd go, you know, back and pitch for Frisco. And Bruce Bochy confirmed earlier today it seemed like that DeGrom will pitch in Frisco once more, and then yeah, he'll be up next week hopefully, and you know, whatever the you know, maybe it'd be four starts or whatever the, you know, however it works out, you'll get that out of him the rest of the way, and just give him a little taste before the off season so he can, you know, and as he said, go into the off season with a normal off season, not trying to recover from an injury, and hopefully be ready to rock and roll next year.
So what are you hoping to see from Andrew Heaney tonight? Like, you know, five innings, five runs or less, something good,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that'd be great. You know, if he does five runs, five innings, Hall of Fame, right? And then it'd be a Hall of Fame outing. And then we agree on that?
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
question.
You know, step in the right direction.
No, I think, you know, it's funny because with Jack Leiter, they obviously challenged him in going out and facing an order for a third time. And I think that's always good with all young pitchers. You want to figure out what they can and can't do, and there's no reason to put a cap on a guy at that stage. With Andrew Heaney, he's obviously been around a while, and it seems like the Rangers, and I imagine other teams would agree with this, you know, kind of are of the opinion that, hey, this guy's really good two times through, but, you know, when it gets to the third time, it gets a little dicey. And so, you know, it's interesting. It's almost like the reverse of what you'd expect. It seems like they gave Jack Leiter the treatment of, hey, we're going to let this guy try and face the lineup the third time that they maybe wouldn't give Andrew Heaney. And so five innings is probably about right. And this is a Yankees lineup that they don't chase as much. They do take their walks. And so it's going to be an interesting challenge for him. And, you know, I'm curious to see how he navigates that lineup.
You were talking about next year's starting staff last segment, and the texter had the same thought I did. Where's Dane Dunning fit in?
Gosh, that's a great question, Gavin. You know, this has not been a good year for him. He, you know, obviously optioned down to the minor leagues. The velocity just isn't quite there. And if the velocity is not there, that's fine as long as the command is there. And the command just wasn't there consistently enough. So, you know, I think they could look at Dane Dunning as a swing guy, someone who can be on the big league roster and give you a spot start as needed, kind of like Jose Ureña this year. Right? Ureña's been really valuable, not in a way that's going to get a lot of praise, but, you know, he's filled in as a starter when he's needed to. He's given them, you know, long relief innings, and maybe that's something that they can get out of Dane Dunning, and maybe he pitches his way into a higher leverage role, but he's definitely going to have to earn it, right? I think he came into this camp after what he did last year with a little higher standing, kind of maybe knocked down a peg or two. I think he's going to have to earn his keep in that regard.
Jack Leiter definitely mentioned the bullpen quite a bit to us during our conversation, which just stood out, and look, Jack, this can still play out in a variety of ways. He can still be a member of the starting rotation, be a fourth or fifth guy, and have a tremendous career. But is that something you think that's more on the cards now for his future, is maybe sliding in and being a bullpen piece?
Are you talking about long-term or this year?
Both.
I think this year it's possible just if they want to control his innings, right? You know, you don't have the 40-man roster expansion like you used to, so, you know, it is tougher sometimes if you're only, you know, if you have DeGrom in the rotation and you're not expecting to push him, and now you're not going to push Leiter to control his innings, you know, that can kind of get a little tough. Long term, I'm not going to rule it out. You know, I do think I've talked to people who think that he fits better as a high leverage back end reliever. But, you know, I don't know that the Rangers are at that point by any means yet where they're going to take a guy who, you know, could be a 3-4 pitch guy and say, yeah, you know, you're a reliever. But, you know, if it went down that path, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, if you told me 3 years from now he's a big-time eighth or ninth inning reliever, I wouldn't tell you you're crazy. I just don't know that they're there yet in that process.
All right, Jared, enjoy the game, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, fellas.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, Rangers insider, pre- and post-game show host, and baseball expert, play-by-play guy. Okay, tomorrow we will have Danny Cannell on the show talking college football at 3:20. I know a lot of listeners over the years have enjoyed some of his hot takes.
Yeah,
so it's back and forth.
Florida State quarterback 0-2. Might have to get on him about that.
FS Poo. Maybe he should be the one that eats.
Yeah, maybe he's the guy.
Ooh.
Maybe he's the poo guy.
We'll get Herb Street's dog to dump in a red Solo cup.
Still have the beef with Prime too.
We got to run. Thanks to Lucius and the Pimp Cup. 4.5 hours flawless. Thanks to Carter Freeman. Thanks to Broadus, Woolchuck, and Chiafalo. Until tomorrow at 2, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the champs, Eddies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.